the other clouds come down the forest floor, and look, here's a common spark crusher. Let's bump that out. All that stuff goes away. Yeah. Well, that kind of puts them out of business.
They're
not needed anymore.
I've always wanted to ask you. Go ahead, Mike. It's like having a car and the engine light's on, and then they say, okay, well, the problem is the engine light's bothering the driver, so they take the light out, but they're not really dealing with the engine problem, right?
Exactly. And worse than that, because back to your exemptions again, this is a problem. Before they had a medical exemption called an Arthur's reaction, at the injection site, you had this big swelling welt there that become black and blue like ischemia. And if you had that reaction to a vaccination, that was a complete contraindication to that individual ever receiving that vaccine again for at least 10 years, because you get it again, it could kill you, they didn't know why. But when they weakened down the germs and they put them through 20 serial passages of aborted fetal cells and they added all that stuff to it and put them in needles, then all of a sudden, when they weakened them, they took away their virulence, the ability to cause a rash, a fever, a swollen lymph nodes, things doctors rely upon and you rely upon as a parent, say my child or person is sick. So when they did that, all of a sudden we don't see the Arthur's reactions anymore. So now you don't see the contraindication, but the process is still happening systemically in the body. So what they did is they took the light bulb out of the check engine soon light. There, it's there, but no one can see it. They just keep going forward like there's nothing wrong. They blow the engine.
Exactly.
When it was all preventable if we could see it before. Because Arthur showed this in 1903. And the advisory council and immunization practice say, yes, if you have an Arthur's reaction at the injection site, we'll just say, you know, don't get a vaccine, the same vaccine in 10 years. They didn't know why. But, you know, again, they gloss over these things they don't know. But asking a doctor what causes Alzheimer's, don't know. Parkinson's, don't know. Sudden death, autism, ADHD, don't know. Gulf War syndrome, don't know. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, not entirely sure. Crohn's colitis, not sure. I don't know. Type 1 diabetes, I don't know. How you treat it? This drug. Doctor, how's the drug work? Not entirely sure. So you can take responsibility and accolades for doing things that you figure you're fixing something, but they won't take responsibility for things that are causing bad because they don't know what the problem is. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what the problem is, and because of that, they'll never get it right. Because what they've done, it's kind of like putting water in every fire as if it was its own fire, like it was all coal-based fires. But sometimes you put water on electrical fires and make things worse. And that's what they're doing. And they don't see it. Mm-hmm. And they don't know what to do. They figure, part of the disease process. You're going to get worse anyway. Fair enough. You treated the osteoporosis, now she died of strokes from high cholesterol. Congratulations. It wasn't giving her calcium that fixed her problem. Your calcium caused the hardening of the arteries. Calcium was never a problem. She was resorbing her bones because she couldn't carry calcium in the blood. It was too negatively positively charged.
Yeah.
Fixed the blood flow problem. They go away. She'll stop resorbing her bones, stop giving her calcium. She already has enough of it. They are not trained in the physics. They're not trained in biomechanics. And they don't understand that the body's electrical, chemical, and biomechanical. And they have no training in that whatsoever. And that's frustrating because even in Wagman Medical School McMaster, one of the people came in as a colleague of mine during medical school here, he had a bachelor's degree in literature. After 3 years at McMaster, straight through, he's got an MD. He goes on to become a family doctor, whatever. What the shit does he know about the physiology and physics of this human body here, which is a complicated machine? He's learned symptom, label, drug, doctor. Listen to me.
Right.
Direct to consumer advertising, ask your doctor. I wouldn't ask Dr. Jack shit. I ask him, doctor, how do you make one of these bodies from scratch? He says, I don't know. Two cells. Sure, you can do it. I don't know. If he doesn't know how to make it from scratch, why the hell am I going to ask him to heal it? Because he doesn't know how to do it either. You break your bone, it heals itself. Cut yourself, heal itself. They're not doing it. They're throwing wrenches in there, figuring they're God. They're not God, and their arrogance blinds them to truth,
yeah.
And their lack of understanding and teaching, and that's changed over the last 100 years or so because Western-based medicine has been monopolized by pharmacy, and Western-based medicine and the doctors and pharmacy became interlocked. And before it was a power differential, doctors were here and pharmacy was here, but it's changed now based on the dynamics and the financial fiscals of all. Pharmacy is here. Medicine doctors are, but he will sit in there, but he will help us. In our organization, to advertising in our journals, to what do our training, to endowments to do research at our universities. These guys who want to sell you stuff own it. And when they put blocks in there, you can never sue them for these adversities from their stuff. All of a sudden, they have no incentive to spend $3 billion doing due diligence, make sure things are safe. Come with all this new stuff. Direct to consumer advertising. You've got Pamela Anderson wearing a 3-piece business suit, going around to doctors, giving free samples, colored photographs. Direct to consumer advertising. You go to ask your doctor, hey, I heard about this drug TV. I got 4 free samples. The drug cartel. How's it work? I don't know. Pretty graph. Pamela Anderson told me. Shut up! And then all of a sudden you have 10,000 deaths from Vioxx. And what happened? Heart attack or stroke. Go figure. Shit. And then you go to sue the guys for doing it. Merck Frost makes $18.6 billion in third quarter earnings. They put $750 million aside to defend themselves for future litigation for wrongful death they know they caused. And they're winning the cases because they have more lawyers and money to go fight people they actually know they killed. They don't care. And they end up, here's $5 billion already go away. Well, if they made $10 billion doing it, what the hell? They still profited from killing people. Crazy.
I saw my mother really dark spots on her arm, like over here, just the other day.